This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Legrand, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
You are listening to the Hump Day Crew. Now, PETA, known as the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has more than 2 million members and supporters around the world. They focus on their attention on four main areas, basically stopping the factory farms in animal laboratories and how they treat them there, in clothing trade and the entertainment industry as well. I must say as well, another thing I like about PETA is they're one of the coolest animal liberation groups around. Joining us on the line right now from PETA, one of their senior campaigners, Ashley Fruno. Thank you very much for your time today.
And thanks very much for having me on the show.
Now, Ashley, I believe you're in Hong Kong at the moment where they're having some wild, wild weather.
Yeah, I'm actually in the Philippines, so it's even more wild over here. A bunch of flooding due to global warming. So actually can be prevented by going vegetarian.
Oh, now PETA's a big supporter of vegetarianism, aren't they?
We are. As you mentioned, we lobby against the areas where animals are treated the worst for the longest periods of time and where the most animals are affected, and that the number one area that we lobby against is the meat industry, so animals raised for their flesh or for eggs or for dairy, simply because that affects the most number of animals more than any other industry.
Now, also, a lot of people tend to be vegetarian because of the cruelty to animal aspect, but I believe that the producing animals for food is bad for the environment.
Yeah, it actually is. Most people don't realize that a recent United Nations report actually revealed that meat production, so raising animals for flesh, causes more greenhouse gas emissions than all of the world's cars, trucks, boats, planes, and trains combined, so more than all of our world's modes of transportation. That's obviously an extreme amount, and to prevent that, all we have to do is just go vegetarian. We can help reduce global warming, protect the environment, as well as our own health by simply choosing a plant-based diet.
What do you find some people will say why they don't like vegetarianism? What are some of the things you come up with having conversations with people?
People often say, you know, I knew a vegetarian once and they were sick all the time. But all of us know, you know, probably at least several meat eaters who eat meat and who are sick all the time. So people tend to think that, oh, if you're vegetarian, any health problems you have are obviously associated with that, whereas, you know, eating meat causes tons of health problems that no one bothers to associate with their diet, for example, obesity, heart disease, stroke, and many types of cancer. So by going vegetarian, you're actually going to be a lot healthier. I've been vegetarian for over 10 years now, and honestly, I've never had more energy. I run marathons, and a lot of the health problems that I had before I stopped eating meat have now gone away.
You also have a bit of a thing on your website as well, of the sexiest vegetarians. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, every year we have a sexiest vegetarian competition amongst celebrities, and we do have a specific Australia competition, and basically it's to encourage or to let people know that there are many celebrities out there who choose vegetarian diets because they know that it's the best thing they can do for their health, and the best way to stay slim and sexy. So it just uses celebrities to help get the media out, to make people realize that, you know, you can be vegetarian and be really manly or be really attractive or, you know, be a blonde bombshell like Pamela Anderson.
Ashley, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Do you know the sexy vegetarians over here in Australia, top two or?
I do, actually. It's going to take me a second to find it. Andrew G.
Okay.
Won this year. Sophie Monk was last year's winner, and I'm trying to remember who is this year.
She's pretty sexy. It could well be Adam Barillet.
It was actually Portia de Rossi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, one of us.
Yes, one of you.
Thank you, Ashley, for pointing that out. I feel so much more together now that I'm related to a vegetarian.
Yeah, so how would the vegetarians get their iron and their vitamins that they can probably think they get from meat?
That's a really good question, and it's actually something that you don't really need to worry about as much as you think that you would. For example, black beans and whole grains like oatmeal, even whole wheat bread, all have iron in them. Lots of leafy green vegetables, those all have iron. So people tend to think that, if I'm vegetarian, I'm not going to get the same nutrients I did before, but in actual fact, you can get all the nutrients you need from plant-based foods. For example, I don't take any supplements, and I've never had a health problem being a vegetarian.
Ashley, to find out about vegetarianism, to find out who the sexiest vegetarians are, and also how vegetarianism has a great impact on the environment, what website can they visit?
You can go to goveg.com. That's goveg.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ashley.
Thank you very much for that.
That's Ashley Fruno, a senior campaigner for PETA. They're a very cool environmental group. I like them.
They are, and she's over in the Philippines braving the weather at the moment. Yes. And not eating any meat.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.